Welcome to The Word at Westminster, a podcast with talks, studies, interviews, sermons, and more from Westminster Church in Barrie, Canada. It's about learning and living God's Word. In this short episode, I want to share a few words about the symbolism of the ashes that are put on people's foreheads on Ash Wednesday. Some churches hold special services, some don't. Either is fine. At Westminster, we last held one back in 2023. It was a youth-led service. This year, we decided to hold another one. This episode is an excerpt from that service. Before leading us in a responsive reading of Psalm 51, I briefly described the meaning of the ashes. What do they symbolize? I thought it would be helpful to reproduce these comments here so that we could reflect further on their symbolism. Plus, it was a pretty bad snowstorm that day, so I know that a lot of people who had wanted to come weren't able to. So, ashes and their meaning. Here you are. Enjoy. In a moment, we're going to read Psalm 51 responsively. It's an honest confession of sin. It was written by King David approximately 3,000 years ago, but one of the reasons it continues to endure and be so meaningful to people is because we relate to it. Its words often feel like our own. But before we do that, I want to say three things by way of introduction, and these have to do with the symbolism of the ashes that we will put on our foreheads very shortly. And the first is that they symbolize our mortality. And so Margaret Baxter was a very faithful woman who lived in the 17th century, and she had something very interesting that she had on display on the dresser in her bedroom, a human skull. Now, it seems like kind of a strange thing to put on the dresser in your bedroom, but she did that because she wanted to awake every day. As soon as her head left the pillow and as soon as she stood up, she wanted a reminder that life is short, that we can meet our Maker at any time. And so, therefore, it was a question to her, am I going to live my life for the glory of God, regardless of what the day brings? And in those days, death was a constant, near, and real threat. The average life expectancy in England in her time was 31. Most families with children saw the majority of their children die before they turned 5. So no wonder it's, you know, that people are continually thinking about meeting their Maker. But today, with modern medicine, painkillers, hospitals, MRIs, and general fear of talking about death, oh no. It's possible to stroll through life without thinking much about Judgment Day until really it's too late. Not so in previous eras, but that doesn't mean that death is still not a very clear reality for all of us. Judd Wilhite, who's a pastor in Las Vegas, has a helpful word about mortality. He says, "The people who are most aware of their mortality tend to spend their lives most richly." People who are most aware of their mortality tend to spend their lives most richly, and I think that is a good word. Our days are short. Are we ready to meet God? Second, the ashes represent our repentance and mourning for sin. Sin should grieve us, but we live in a time where sin is downplayed. This is a mistake. Carlos Martins has spent much of his life helping people engaged in serious spiritual conflict, spiritual warfare, which sin makes worse in people's lives. He says, "We are daily tempted towards harmless compromises, a little curiosity about forbidden things, a little contempt for prayer, a little resentment toward the holy." The enemy's strategy, and by the enemy, he means Satan. The enemy's strategy is always to make sin look trivial and repentance look dramatic. In reality, it's the other way around. Sin is what destroys us. Repentance is simply coming home. I love that phrase. Repentance is simply coming home. And so on Ash Wednesday, we mourn for our sin, turn from it, and recenter our trajectory towards the Lord's open arms, home. Third, the ashes represent our reliance upon the grace of God. As I will say, we are dust, and to dust we shall return. And yet the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. We are small, but he is the maker of heaven and earth, so grand that he sets the galaxy in place. We are selfish, self-centered, but his own heart burns with a charitable love so deep and wide that absolutely nothing can separate him from the love of his own children. In the Bible, when people sit in ashes or cover themselves with ashes, like Job, as we read earlier, They are acknowledging their humble reliance on God. We are symbolically sitting in dirt. And when we do that, we are saying that I am humble before the God whose grace I need and without which I cannot live. The word humble comes from an old word, humus, meaning earth or soil or dirt. The good news, however, is that the Lord, despite our sin and shame, looks upon us with love and adopts us, as we are, through Christ, into his own household and into his kingdom.